Alma, A-L-M-A, Lily, L-I-L-L-Y. You can just put a paragraph in there. It doesn't matter. Miss Lily has been evaluated today for face-to-face. She is currently on hospice for congestive heart failure, chronic kidney failure, hypertension, dementia. At the time of evaluation, the patient lives with her son, Alvin, who's her primary caregiver. The patient is more confused, has bouts of screaming, yelling, and being quite belligerent to her son, which causes him to become very frustrated with the patient, period. The paragraph, patient is confused, only oriented to person, period. Her son tells me that his mom is eating very little now. She has the left above the knee amputation. She has O2 in place. Hoyer, H-O-Y-E-R, left was ordered. The problem is Mrs. Lily's son has severe scoliosis, and it's quite difficult for him to help his mom with the Hoyer lift. Last time he used it, he states that mom got quite tangled up, and it was quite frustrating for him to use it. Patient also has anxiety, behavioral issues, malnutrition. Patient is more confused from before. She has a KPS score of 40%. Her son states that she's lost at least 3 or 4 pounds. Her cognitive impairment is recorded as 7A, period. New paragraph. Her MAC, which was measured at 26, is now 25, her MAC MAC. She has difficulty with sleeping at night because of her sundowner syndrome. She has above the knee amputation on the left leg, left side. She does have edema on the right side, 2+, consistent with worsening congestive heart failure, period. Patient's oxygen level is 92% on O2. Other more comorbidities were mentioned above. Patient is receiving help from hospice nurses and aides. Her son would like more help, would like to have more nurses' aides time to help his mom function and to also help him with daily chores and ADL, period. In the paragraph, she's ADL dependent, she's bowel and bladder incontinent, wears a diaper, and it's quite difficult for Alvin, the son, to manage mom's condition given his own disabilities and problems. Thank you.